Now, one of the speakers during this morning's session is Dr. Michael Rogers with the Citrus Research and Education Center at Lake Alfred. When it comes to HLB, he says they have seen quite a bit of variation in the infection rate of young tree plantings.
But there's definitely a trend in what we're seeing as far as the rates of infection. And that being where growers have very good control of psyllid populations over a large area, usually working with their neighbors in many cases, and using the soil pod neonics, the neonicotinoid insecticides, to the fullest potential that they can. After about 3 to 4 years, we're seeing young tree infection rates on average ranging about 10 to 12% HLB infection, which may sound like a lot, but in reality, that's probably considered a success given the serious nature of the disease and all the limitations we have. Now, there's plenty of other examples, though, where despite the best efforts of the growers, those HLB infection rates are much higher. And we've seen is in some groves 4 years after planting, HLB infection rates reach as high as 80 to 100%. In those situations, the common theme there is usually psyllid control in the general area has not been coordinated. The populations tend to be a little bit higher, so it puts more pressure on those soil-applied neonics to perform, and nothing's 100%. So we just tend to see more breakthroughs, a higher rate of infection, and it all comes down to, you know, the overall psyllid population, how good of a job is being done keeping the psyllid populations low. And again, just another plug for the CHIMA program. That it's really important, not only from the standpoint of managing psyllids on your mature trees, but it also has a very significant impact on your success in the young tree program as well.
The annual Citrus Expo, which continues today at the Lee Civic Center in Fort Myers, is sponsored in part by Keyplex, DuPont, Everglades Farm Equipment, Tropicana, Plant Food Systems, Syngenta, and the Citrus Research Development Foundation. Again, for more information, just go to citrusexpo.net. Randall Wiseman, Southeast, AgNet.